This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here's your daily industry news briefing for February 11th. In this episode, I'm going to detail two big stories in the digital health space. First, software giant Oracle inked its biggest deal ever in December, an agreement to acquire Cerner for $28.3 billion. Here are five things to know about the deal and its progress. One, the deal is undergoing a federal review under the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act, barring requests from the Securities and Exchange Commission or Justice Department for additional information, the review will close by February 22nd. Two, Cerner CEO Dr. David Feinberg, as well as the EHR giant's Chief Technology Officer Jerome Lambert, have agreed not to leave the company in the year following its acquisition by Oracle. Three, the proposed acquisition could mean a multi-million dollar golden parachute for Cerner's C-suite, as well as former CEO. Dr. Feinberg, Mr. Lambert, Cerner CFO, and a former Cerner executive and CEO are also poised for payouts totaling $64.4 million if they're terminated after the deal closes. Dr. Feinberg and Mr. Lambert said that they will waive their respective payouts if they leave voluntarily. Four, the deal will require Oracle to continue pushing Cerner's transition to the cloud and equip the EHR with increased capacity for virtual care capabilities. Under the acquisition, Cerner will move its systems to Oracle's Gen 2 cloud platform. A part of the transition, Oracle will also add its hands-free digital voice assistant to Cerner's interface. Five, by acquiring Cerner, Oracle said it will be able to provide clinicians with digital tools that will make it easier to access information from the cloud. Some analysts predict the deal could pave the way to reduce patient data silos and interoperability challenges among hospitals and health systems. Now, the second story I wanted to go over today is focused on Facebook. When Facebook rebranded itself to Meta, it reoriented its goals for the future, and the technology sector took notice. However, despite the metaverse, which is an interactive digital environment making for popular headlines, healthcare won't see its effects for a long time, according to a recent Rock Health report. Healthcare leaders, though, are taking interest in the technologies and are beginning to invest now, playing the long game. According to the report, in 2021, investors paid $198 million for U.S. startups using the virtual reality or augmented reality for healthcare and wellness, up to $93 million in 2020. However, this funding represents a small fraction of overall digital health funding, making up less than 1% of the total. There are several companies experimenting with AR and VR for healthcare that have already formed partnerships with hospitals, such as Third Eye's AR glasses for first responders. These partnerships are not yet commonplace, but use cases can be expected to improve with time, according to Rock Health. If you would like the latest in digital health and technology industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker's Health IT and CIO e-newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.